News and interviews from your community every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass being a fabulous producer. That's the only way he knows how to behave is fabulously. So we really, really, really appreciate all his help. He's why after the interview, the WKOK podcast page will be populated with our interview that we are about to conduct right now. On the news line with us now, I still call him the new Sunbury Mayor, Josh Brocious, been office for about 9 months, and he's been working to make some changes, bring some people together, talk about business, and really try to make Sunbury a leading city. I remember he talked about that about 9 months ago. So good morning, Josh. Thanks for checking in today.
Good morning, Mark. Glad to have me here. Appreciate it.
I really do. I just think it's time we should check in with you more often. When we talked to you 9 months ago, you said you were working on making Sunbury a leading city. Remind our audience what that vision looks like and tell us about the progress that's been made.
Well, I think the vision is here right now, that showing everyone that, you know, we're a place that we're working together for the same cause. To make Sunbury a better place to live, operate a business, and also at the same time raise a family. I mean, that's what our goals here, and I think it's great to see all the teamwork that's going in to focus on those goals and try to move Sunbury forward. And I think one of the progresses that we have made here in the last 9 months as a council working together and also working with the other local state officials is, you know, bringing businesses in together to discuss, hey, how can we continue to attract more businesses in the city of Sunbury? Because, you know, over the last of the course 9 months and even previous to me taking the mayor position, we have had multiple new businesses open up in Sunbury, businesses expanding and growing into bigger facilities and locations. So Sunbury is on the move of moving forward to make this a focal point here in the valley.
Might sound like a backward question, but sometimes municipalities do things that make it harder for businesses to move in or for economic development to happen. What hasn't Sunbury done that can slow growth? For example, somebody might talk about a gross receipts tax or something like that, so that's not happening. What has Sunbury not done that makes sure that economic development can happen?
Well, we're at the point with businesses or whoever it may be, like, how can we help you? We're not trying to put guidelines and stop businesses from coming in here. If someone wants to open a business here and, you know, something may be slowing the process down, we're asking, hey, how can we help you? Because we, the city, we're here to help these businesses, to help the citizens. So we're doing everything in our power to say, hey, we're here for you. We're supposed to be serving you, and that's what we're doing. So I think that's how we're not slowing down the process, but speeding up the process, because we're working hand in hand with these businesses, the citizens, whoever it may be who wants to help move this city forward. And I think that's one of the main things that we've been trying to do here over the last 9 months, is just work together, because we're all here for the same reason, to move this city forward, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
And likewise, in terms of the city's residents, in what way have you worked with the city's long-term legacy residents and the city's newest residents? In what way have you made sure that you're interacting and listening and aware of conversations and so on?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we have done here is just getting out there, being more visible in the public as council people, as, you know, our city employees are out doing their jobs on a daily basis. Just, they're out there communicating with the public, the business owners, and just saying, hey, what do you see? How can you help improve the city? And just having those conversations, because, you know, they're the ones that see the issues sometimes that we may not always see, because we can't be everywhere at one time. So just being more visible, having that open door that, hey, the public can come in the city hall or the police department or public works and say, hey, here's some issues that I see. How can we help fix that? And the best thing is that, you know, citizens are coming with problems, but they're also coming with suggestions how we can help fix those issues. So it's just this teamwork that we're trying to build, and we're trying to lead by example how, you know, if we work together, we can accomplish anything. And, you know, just the short time I have been in office, you know, working together, the citizens, we have been working together. We have businesses coming forward and saying, hey, how can I help? How can I help sponsor an event? Or what can I do to get involved, help, you know, move Sunbury forward? So it's just that teamwork, that open door policy that, you know, that we are trying to show the citizens. We're here for you. We're here to serve you. And we're going to do what it takes to move this city forward.
I think you summarized that nicely when we talked to you during the semi-quincentennial. You didn't say that I have a dream for the city of Sunbury. You seem to be indicating that we have a dream, meaning that literally every man, woman, and child in the city of Sunbury has an idea how the city can progress, and that a lot of people had been working to make that happen, yourself included in the council. You mentioned them, but a lot of individuals, private citizens, are making that happen as well. As mayor, you supervise the police department. You got a new police department. You got a crack police chief that's working on things. Give us a glance at your view of the city's police department now.
Well, the police department, I mean, I'll be one. I can't take credit for that. From former Mayor Kolovich, when he took office, well, over 4 years ago, the police, they didn't have a lot of manpower, and he helped build that up. So I'm walking into a very good situation that he has built, and with that new, the police department building up the force. So, but now with Chief and what we're doing here in town, we're doing everything we can here to keep our citizens safe. I know people see these violent crimes have been up, but the good thing on our end, that all these suspects and these crimes, they have been caught. They are brought up on charges. So the things, these crimes that are taking place, these suspects are getting caught. They're charged on what they believe they're the suspects for. So the crime is not going unnoticed. Our police officers are doing great out there policing the streets. I mean, if you look at their calls, their statistics, they're out there. They are catching these criminals, and they are going to continue to do that. And the police officers know that they have the full support of the mayor, myself, and council to continue to do what they're doing, because we're all here for the same reasons, to make Sunbury better, and they are doing a wonderful job policing our streets, communicating with public, and keeping our citizens safe. So Chief Hare, the council, all the police officers, we're doing a great job, once I said again, working together to move this city forward and to keep our citizens safe.
Well, what's the next event? What's the next happening? What's the next budget line item? What's the next add-on or piece of equipment or training or anything else that needs to be done? What else can citizens do? Explain the future of policing in Sunbury if we're going to continue to progress.
Well, the one thing that Chief Hare and I have talked about, and also Councilman Eister, is continuing with our surveillance. So right now we're in talk of getting a camera system throughout the city of Sunbury at all the major entrances, all the entrances of the city of Sunbury. So if something does happen, or someone says, hey, this individual came to Sunbury in this vehicle, we can pull up the camera system in whatever location we think they came through, and see, hey, is this individual in the city of Sunbury? And also trying to get camera systems throughout the city of Sunbury, so we can monitor if, you know, if something does happen, hey, we can try to narrow it down. Hey, where'd this individual go? Where'd this suspect go? To try to get them off the streets as quickly as possible, and also at the same time keep our citizens safe, because, you know, if individuals know, hey, we're watching all the time, there's someone watching all the time, we're trying to deter these criminals from coming here. And I believe this is another step in the right direction to help cut down on that crime rate, and also know, say, hey, we're going to catch you eventually. It's not an if, it's a when, because the record shows that you're coming to Sunbury, you're going to get caught. The record's showing that. And I hope individuals realize that, because, and do not do it and go somewhere else.
All right. Tell me about your learning curve as mayor. This will be next to the last question, I guess. What have you learned about the city, the infrastructure, the people who are working in the city crew, and the city's residents? Tell me about what you've learned in the past 9 months.
Well, I've learned there are lots of concerns of citizens that need to be addressed, and we are slowly addressing those issues. Obviously, we can't fix everything at one time, but we're slowly going down through the list, and, you know, to get the things improved on. And I think one of the biggest learning curves that I have had is just trying to, I can't do everything at one time. there has to be a priority list that says, all right, these are priorities that we need to get done sooner rather than later. But, you know, not forgetting about the smaller things on the back end, you know, those things are also getting done. But, you know, I'm here, I'm gung-ho, I'm trying to get stuff done. I got to realize, hey, I can't do everything at one time. Got to create that priority list, try to get those big things checked off. And we are getting them checked off. And as I said, the reason why we're getting this done is because we're working together. And I think that was the biggest thing, just creating that priority list to say, all right, these are the things we got to change. These are the things we got to update. And we're slowly making our way through the concerns and the issues that move Sunbury forward and move it into the 21st century of technology and so on and so forth.
All right, and then the last question is, what else would you like to add in open mic? Anything else you wish to say?
Well, I would just say to the citizens that we hear your concerns, we're fixing those concerns, and we're going to do everything in our power to move Sunbury forward, to move Sunbury into the 21st century with technology, policing, with all our departments, because all our departments, we have the best workers out there. I mean, I had the privilege when I was younger in high school to work with some of these individuals who are still there, and I know we have the best workers here, and you're ever going to find any type of government work, and I fully support them. And if there is an issue that's happening in the city of Sunbury, please come forward. Please come with this, and because, you know, we're open to anything, because as I said before, we're all for the same reasons. We're going to work together, move this Sunbury forward. And I think the record shows over the past 9 months since I took office here that, you know, we are working together with everyone in the city to help move it forward. So just come, work together, get involved, and help us move Sunbury forward.
Yeah, I remember we used to talk to Mayor Woodring, and he would say, if you're going to tell me about a problem, make sure you come in with your sentence that says, we oughta. He'd like to hear, we oughta do this, we oughta hire this, we oughta fix that, or something. He'd like to hear the we oughtas, because those are the things you could implement. Well, thank you so much, Mayor Josh Brocious of Sunbury. Very much appreciated your time and the add-on. 24 hours ago, you didn't know we were going to start to bug you about an interview, but we do appreciate you stepping up and helping us to get your thoughts out there. You have an open mic anytime, so we'll definitely talk again.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the time, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Sunbury Mayor Josh Brocious, about 9 and almost 10 months into his job as the new Sunbury mayor.